Thank you. Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Please join us on the chorus.
What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day.
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this day let it be known that thou art God, and I am thy servant. Lord God of Abraham, O show to all this people that I have done these things according to thy word. O hear me, Lord, and answer me. O hear me, Lord, and answer me. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, O hear me, O hear me, and answer me, and show this people that thou art Lord God, and let their hearts again be turned. Oh, show this people that thou art Lord God, and let their hearts again be turned. Lord, and let their hearts, and let their hearts again be turned.
Oh.
Lord, every day I am exposed to worldly things, I'm attacked and swamped by the lusts and evil that Satan brings. Through Satan's tricks, these worldly pleasures are shown to be enjoyable and sufficient to us. But deny ourselves in our flesh and walk in the path of righteousness we must. From the most wretched lust to the smallest inappropriate word, we must strive to keep our tongue and actions pure in representing our Lord. Faced with so many people who are expecting a display from you, let them be disappointed and to your loving and graceful Father remain true. For what is it for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? 'Tis nothing to gain the world, but a matter of life or death to lose his soul that is much more precious than the finest gold. 'Tis the worldly pleasures that suffice only a little while, but the pleasures and blessings of the Lord will last along life's travel every single mile. His blessings are showered on us every single day. The more faith we show the Lord, the more he will reveal to us that narrow way. So let us walk with the Lord and grow in his grace, for it won't be easy, but let us fight the good fight and run the race. For the mark is set out for us, the calling is there. Let us press toward the mark, and his will in our hearts let us bear. In this life our faith will be tested, but let us be prepared. Let us stand firm for our Lord Jesus Christ, and only him. Let our commitment be fully in him and not with others shared. For what greater love is there than Christ's? Let us continue to draw closer and closer to his love, for it is the greatest blessing in which all good things come. It will forever suffice.
I must endure, I must hold on. Yes. Behold what wondrous love and grace, when we were wretched and undone, to save a ruined and helpless race, the Father gave his only Son of twice 10,000 gifts divine. No gift like this could ever shine. A gift of love unspeakable, a gift of mercy all divine. We once were slaves of death and hell, but in Christ's image we shall shine. For every gift a song we raise, but this demands eternal praise. Praise shall employ these tongues of ours till we with all the saints above extol his name with nobler powers and see the ocean of his love. Then while we look and wondering gaze, we'll fill the heavens with endless praise.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and alone like a rose, trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and lay behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. thought of me above all.
I tried so hard to hide, though I laughed and said my life was fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, every time I pray. No one now to face the problems of tomorrow. Knowing you are everything I'll ever need.
Raise a challenge with you, young peoples, on this final night of the conference. I would like to turn to the Holy Word of God, and I would like to read three verses in the book of Ezra. Now, if you were able to figure the book of Nahum during the gospel meeting, I'm sure you will find the book of Ezra. Right after 2 Chronicles. And 2 Chronicles is right after 1 Chronicles. Chapter 8. The book of Ezra, chapter 8, and verse 28. And I said to them, ye are holy unto Jehovah. Five words. Ye are holy unto Jehovah. Five words. Verse 29. Watch and keep them. Watch and keep them. Verse 31. And we departed from the river Ahava to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hands of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way, and we came to Jerusalem. During our study, we have taken a journey. We have taken a trip. We brought our GPS with us. And we know now what is the King James Version GPS is, right? God positioning system, the Word of God. We have looked in our journey to Abraham and Lot. We have seen example in Abraham and in Sarah. We have seen a warning in Lot and in his wife. And the challenge before us is this: we are on a journey. We started, and the GPS did not say, "You have arrived." The signal that comes from heaven, one of these days, we will hear the shout, and we will know that we have arrived. But right now, we are on a journey. It was nice to be here for a whole week, studying the Word of God, fellowshipping with Christians. Enjoying sports. And tonight, it was tremendous to hear the talents that the blessed Lord had given you. But tomorrow we are leaving. You still have your seatbelt on. You still have your GPS with you. Because remember, we have not arrived. This is a step in the way. But I want to leave these five words with you. And I said to them, "Ye are holy unto the Lord." I want you to remember these five words as you are going on your journey tomorrow. That ye are holy unto the Lord. Young people, you are bought with a price. You belonged to the Lord Jesus. He paid a very, very vast ransom. And you belong to him. And ye are holy. You're going to have to make choices in life. You're going to have to make decisions. Abraham faced him, and so is Lot. And you have seen in our journey the end for these two men and for their household. You have seen how they both have influence on those around them, and you have influence on those around you. So remember, ye be holy unto the Lord. What does it mean? What does it mean to be holy? What does it mean to be godly? What does it mean to fear the Lord? Who is the first man in the scripture that it was said of him he feared God? I'll give you a little hint here. Anytime, generally speaking, somebody asks you, who is the first time a person did something or said something, say Abraham. And 99% of the time you'll be right. First man that believed in God, Abraham. First man that was called prophet, Abraham. The first man that was said of him, he feared God, it was Abraham. Where do we find that? In the book of Genesis chapter 24. When he was going to offer his son Isaac to the Lord. It said of him, "I know that you fear me." We talked about that God knew Abraham. He said, "I know that you fear me." The fear of the Lord means that I love the Lord from all my heart, from all my soul, from all my strength, that nothing I will withheld from the Lord. And young peoples, remember that. the fear of the Lord is that your heart, your affection, that the world is after. The world is after your heart and your affection. And that's why John wrote to the young men and said, love not the world. The fear of the Lord is that you love the Lord from all your heart, that no one and nothing will be more precious to you than the Lord. When is the next time we read of someone that loves the Lord? Oh, sorry, that fears the Lord. In the book of Exodus and in chapter 1, it was said about the two Hebrews midwife in the land of Egypt, that they feared the Lord and they did not hearken to the voice of Pharaoh. To fear the Lord means simply this, not only that you love him from all your heart, but you don't hearken to the voice of the enemy. And the enemy is calling. But young peoples, you have heard, it was the God of glory that called Abraham. In a place where there is much shining and glittering, Abraham have seen something and have heard a voice calling him out of the world. And he hearkened to that voice. And so was in the land of Egypt with the two midwives. They would not hearken to the voice of Satan. And as you go home tomorrow, the enemy will be whispering in your ears, very loud whispers, trying to entice you. Just pitch your tent towards Sodom. The third time we read about people that fear the Lord, believe it or not, they were Egyptian. In the book of Exodus chapter 9, when the Lord said that he is going to send plague on the cattle, it said that those who have feared the Lord, the word of the Lord, to fear the Lord, it means to hearken to his word that you've been listening to throughout the whole week. You're going to get your guide from here. You're going to get direction from here. And it's only this book that will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. I have told many of you, you eat 3 meals a day. You heard that you guys gained 10 weight, 10 pounds at Grove City. I wish you have gained 10 spiritual pounds. It's good to be fat spiritually. It is. It means that you feed yourself and you eat the word of God. Daniel have purpose in his heart. And I want you to purpose in your heart that you at least will give the Lord 15 minutes. Promise me this, 15 minutes minimum every day. If you could give 20, 25, half hour. But I want you minimum. Remember, Abraham gave the tenth of everything to Melchizedek. 24 hours a day, 10% of that is 2-point-something hours. I'm not asking for 2-something hours. I am asking for 15 minutes that you will spend in the presence of the Lord to open his word and to talk with him, to commune with him. You're going to leave from here. You want to make sure that you go to the meeting. Not only Sunday morning, but if there is Sunday night, go to the meeting on Sunday night. Don't forget the prayer meeting. Just be there. Ye are holy unto the Lord. And when the enemy comes and you turn your computer on, just put that verse on the top of the screen there. Ye are holy unto the Lord. And just think of that when the enemy whispers something in your ears. And when your friends will tell you what's wrong with you, why didn't you come with us? Let these words ring in your ears. Ye are holy unto the Lord. But then I read a verse that said, watch and keep them. You were entrusted with something. Your body, your soul, your spirit. Watch and keep them for the Lord. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Please, don't let it look like an ancient ruin. Your soul, the talents and the abilities that the Lord had given you, use it for the Lord. And above all things, keep your heart. But I have a word for the sponsors. Brother Chuck, every night stood here and he challenged the sponsors. Do you know where are those who you sponsors? And I want to raise a challenge with you, you who have brought young peoples here. Do you know where are those who you sponsors? And I'm not talking about are they in this room or are they in their dorm. Where are they spiritually? And when you leave here, would you do me a favor? Would you write the name of the person that you sponsor? And would you follow up and find out where is that person that you brought in here? Check on them. Watch and keep them. Dear saints of God, I struck when we were studying the life of Abraham and Lot. Lot offered his daughters to the world. Abraham offered his son to God. It's a challenge to me. Sponsors, when you go home, you still are responsible for these young ones that you brought. Watch and keep them for the Lord. The daughter of Pharaoh said, take him, raise him up for me, and I will give you your reward. And the Lord is saying the same thing to all of us. Take them, raise them up for me, and I will give you your reward. And finally, the last verse I read, they were going on a journey. They were going on a journey. But before they went on that journey, now I got to find the book of Ezra. It said there, I think it's verse 23, chapter 8, verse 23. He said, and we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Young people, have you ever fasted? Have you ever fasted and prayed? Have you ever dedicated some times that you said, I am going to be in my room, and I am just going to fast and pray because I need the Lord to help me? Have you ever tried that? Give it a try. But it said in verse 31, and we departed, and the hand of our God was upon us. What a wonderful thing to know that we are leaving here, that the hand of our God is upon us. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen at your home. I don't know what's going to happen at school or at college. I don't know. But I know this, that the hand of our God was upon us. Not only that, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He knows that the enemy's out there. Trust the Lord. Cleave to the Lord with a purpose of heart, and he will deliver you from the hands of the enemy. Not only that, and from such as lay in wait by the way. There are those who are hiding, trying to snatch you. trying to take you and destroy your life and destroy your testimony and render you ineffective for the Lord. The Lord deliver us from those. And then it said, and we came to Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus said, those, the men which thou hast given me, I have kept them. He is going to bring us safe, all of us, and nobody will be lost. But what a privilege that from young age to keep in mind, just as he is holy, that ye are holy unto Jehovah. Ye are holy unto the Lord your God. Alexander the Great once had to face a soldier, a coward, who ran away from the battle. And they brought him before Alexander the Great to be court-martialed. And he asked him, what's your name? He said, Alexander. He said, son, you either change your name or change your character. If you call yourself a Christian, be ye holy.